What's happened?
I'm taking him to the doctor.
What's wrong with him? Have you given him something cold to drink?
Yes, ulcers.
Oh, no. Let me see your mouth.
Open your mouth, darling. Show serious. Her.
Mecca. Shaval. Year 60 after Hijra.
It's my turn.
No, it's my turn. So
Sir,
when will it
I'll
be my
care
turn?
Of your horse.
No, he's afraid of horses. I can take.
After Muawiyah's death, Yazid wrote a letter to Walid ibn Utbah, the governor of Medina, and ordered him to summon Hussein ibn Ali and Abdullah ibn Zubayr and make them swear allegiance to his caliphate, and if they refused to swear allegiance, he had to cut off their heads and send them to the Levant for him. Imam Hussein asked the governor of Medina to give him some time. He left for Mecca at night. When the Imam was entering Mecca on Friday night, the third of Shaban, he recited this verse from the Quran. And when Moses directed himself toward Madian, he said, "Perhaps my Lord will guide me to the sound way." People in Mecca and those who were on the Umrah pilgrimage would eagerly go to visit the Imam every day. Ibn Zubayr, who had taken a detour to Mecca, would go to visit the Imam every other day in order to find a solution.
What happened, Ibn
Did you manage to get Hussein ibn Ali's approval?
As long as he has his father Ali's blood in his veins, I don't think we'll succeed.
You mean he didn't show any leniency at all?
Leniency? In Ali's household? Even Salami's tears couldn't make him change his mind.
So what is he going to do?
I don't know. But I'm sure he won't stay in Mecca.
What did the Imam say?
What did he say?
Did the Imam allow us to go inside? Can we go inside? You have to wait. Suleiman ibn Abi Razin. The Imam is waiting for you.
After the people in Kufa found out about Muawiyah's death, they pushed the people in Iraq to revolt against Yazid and gathered in Sulayman ibn Surad al-Kazai's house. Sulayman said, "Muawiyah is dead and Hussein has refused to swear allegiance to Yazid and has left for Mecca. You Shias are his and his father's followers. If you're sure that you'll help him and will fight against his enemies, write letters to him. But if you're worried you might be afraid or show weakness, do not mislead him." Therefore, they sent many letters to Hussein, peace be upon him, and asked him to be their imam and leader and call on them to move towards the path of righteousness. After receiving a huge pile of letters, Hussein sent an emissary to Basra and another one to Kufa. Sulayman ibn Abi Razin, who was one of the imam's trustees, was his emissary to Basra.
Peace be upon you.
Peace be upon the Amir al-Hajj and the governor of Mecca, Amir ibn Sayyid ibn Alas.
Peace be upon you.
Please.
Hello, Zahak. I notice that you have an obedient and intelligent son.
I'm responding to your call, O God. You truly deserve.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. Peace be upon you.
Peace be upon you. I am responding to your call, O God. You have no partner, O God. Peace be upon you. Peace be upon you.
Clear the way. Amir al-Hajj, Amir ibn Sayyid ibn al-Az is entering the Miqat. Stand aside.
Peace be upon you.
Peace be upon you.
Your words are with the Caliph, Yazid ibn Muawiyah, but your heart is with Hussein ibn Ali.
I swear to the God of Kaaba, my words and my heart are with the Caliph, Yazid ibn Muawiyah.
Do you expect me to believe that?
Give me a dagger so that I can take my heart out and prove what I just said.
Your heart was your daughter. You allowed her to marry a young man in Ali's household, Zahak.
Sulayman isn't in Ali's household. His mother was Hussein's maid, but she was freed.
Was she freed? But from what I've heard, even after 25 years, she's still inordinately proud that she was once Hussein's maid.
My daughter and Sulayman loved each other deeply, sir. True love knows no religion, sir. If I hadn't allowed my daughter to get married to Sulayman, she would have died.
Father, Amir al-Hajj repelled you with all of his sarcastic words.
We have to see if it's because of his old habit or... Or maybe something has happened that we're not aware of.
Tell him that you were the first person who swore allegiance to Yazid in Mecca.
Come inside.
A sword in this sanctuary? It's against our religion, sir.
Who orders what is and isn't against our religion?
It's obvious. Almighty God.
It was like that in Muhammad's era 60 years ago. Today, Yazid decides what is and what isn't against our religion. He told me to come to Mecca with his army and make sure that Hussein swore allegiance to him.
Hussein? Ali's son?
Mm-hmm.
And what if he does not swear allegiance?
He said that if he didn't swear allegiance, I had to shed his blood in an ambush at Ajir Ismail. Okay, then. Where is your son-in-law?
I don't know.
You know? Just like I know. He's always with Hussein. Have you become a grandfather?
My daughter has been pregnant for 7 months now.
Tell your daughter that she must find another father for her child.
What should I say, sir?
When you lose control of everything, you just try to do something. Like Muslim, your son-in-law has become Hussein's emissary.
What if he won't go?
He won't go? But I think he will go. And he'll make the people in Basra, just like he made the people in Kufa, revolt against the Caliph.
Sir, the people in Kufa are Yamanis. The people in Basra are Mudaris. Yamanis have always been at loggerheads with Mudaris. You can't keep fire and water together under the same flag.
But Hussein's flag is not Yamani or Adnani. He only says he's the Prophet's grandson. Haven't you heard? What he wants to do is make everyone in Iraq revolt against the Levant. This battle isn't a battle between tribes or a battle between Ali's household and Abu Sufyan's household. This is a battle between religion and politics. Don't let your son-in-law go. Otherwise, you'll see your daughter crying over a grave somewhere between Mecca and Basra. I am not Sayyid al-Assa's legitimate son if I let Hussein run away from Mecca without swearing allegiance. You tell Suleiman that Amir ibn Sayyid has made a journey all the way to Mecca to put his leader to his death.
the Abirazin tribe.
After my prayers, God has granted what I prayed for. You're the apple of my eye. Oh, you're all my passion. You're my hopes and wishes. You're the nightingale in my garden. You're the fruit in my garden. You're my candle and my light.
And here's your shirt, darling. Your father has bought it for you. It's beautiful, isn't it? And I have sewn this for you.
What's happened again?
I don't know.
I wonder what's happening. What do you think it is?
I have no idea.
Who are they?
Oh,
what's going on?
Yes, sir?
Yes?
Be careful not to leave the cattle.
Yes.
We have to hide.
I'll fight with them.
What can a man do on his own? Everybody, go inside the tents. Selma, why have you come outside? Let's go. Who are you? What do you want? No! No! Leave me alone!
Be quiet!
What do you want from me?
Don't move, it's useless!
Leave me alone! What do you want from me?
You have to come with us, don't move!
I have a baby in my belly!
Come along!
Why are you treating me like this?
Leave come me along! Alone.
Leave
I said
alone.
Come along!
Leave me alone! Leave me alone!
We have to tie her feet to a piece of wood,
leave
otherwise she won't stay on the horse.
Muslim. Leave me alone! Help me, mother! Help me! Help me, mother! What will you tell Suleiman?
Don't move, it's useless! Be quiet!
You're not real Muslims! Leave me alone!
Be quiet!
I'm coming with you!
Is that you, Taher?
Don't move, I said!
Leave me alone!
Tell Suleiman if he wants his wife. He can take her back from her brothers.
Leave me alone! Leave me alone!
Be quiet!
Leave me alone! What do you want from me? Mother! No, I'm not coming with you!
Have you tied her tightly to the horse?
No!
Yes, Taher.
Let me go!
Don't worry.
No! What do you want from me? Aren't you scared of Suleiman? No!
Let's go!
Help me, mother! No! No, mother, help me! Mother! Mother! Mother!
Ha!
Thank you. Suleiman is coming! Suleiman is coming! Suleiman is coming!
What's happened, Yasser? Salma. Oh, Lord, please help me. What's happened? Oh, goodness. Mother! Where is Salma?
Son. I couldn't stop them. They took Salma away.
They took her away? Where did they take her? Who were they?
Her brothers.
Where did they take her?
They forced her to go. They said if Suleiman wants his wife, he can go and take her back from them. What's happened? Where does this feud come from, Suleiman?
I'm sure they want to stop me from going to Basra.
Basra?
Mother, the Imam told me to take his message to the people of Basra. Agil's son is also going to Kufa.
You mean the Imam considers you his trustee? My son! Oh, thank God!
I won't let my wife remain at the Umayyad tribe as a hostage.
Suleiman! She is in her own tribe.
Mother, they've kidnapped her. I'll hit them harder than a sharp arrow that hits the target.
They'll run away, and you won't be able to do either of your tasks.
I would expect anyone to betray me, except my relatives. I took the longer route because I didn't want to leave without saying goodbye. Thank you, Abu Yasser.
May God protect you.
Come here! Suleiman is leaving!
Give him this pack. Suleiman, give this bag of dates to Suleiman.
May God reward you. Take it, son. Take it with you. It's a long journey. You might run out of food.
When I was coming here, the Imam said, "Give regards to your mother, Kabshe. Tell her that I can still smell the scent of her bouquet of flowers." I couldn't ask him what bouquet.
When I was my master's maid, I once picked some flowers and gave him a bouquet of flowers. He smelled the flowers and said, "You brought the smell of heaven here. From now on, you're free." Mm-hmm.
Goodbye, mother.
Thank you.
The Bani Kaif tribe.
Oh. You, keep an eye on her. Unsaddle my horse so it can get some rest.
Tell me, where on earth have you sent our sons? Taher! Taher! Where is Selma?
Calm down, mother. Calm
down. So it's true that you've brought her here?
She is in her own tribe. Why are you so restless?
I asked where Selma is.
Over there.
Stand aside.
Mother! Mother, my brothers have kidnapped me.
I'll take you back today, my darling.
Father.
She has to stay here. She can't go back. Not today or any other day.
How could you separate a woman from her husband?
Salma is my daughter and she has to stay with me.
Selma is Suleiman's wife.
She'll get a divorce.
What has happened?
If Suleiman comes after his wife, that's okay. He is most welcome.
And what if he doesn't?
That's still okay. But he won't be considered one of us, and we won't be with him.
Selma will run away.
Then I will break her legs.
Father, we have to leave Mecca and go to Medina.
Don't judge these people by their appearances. If they could, they'd even shed Hussein's blood next to God's house, and no one will even complain. People in Mecca are indifferent, and the people in Medina think only of their own interests. If there were some helpful people among them, Hussein wouldn't have to travel from town to town and write letters to the people in Kufa and Basra.
After all, he's the Prophet's grandson.
I swear to the God of Kaaba, if Muhammad comes back to life, they'll draw their swords to fight with him in order to make him pledge allegiance to the commander of the faithful, Yazid. Religion is dead, son.
Hijaz belongs to the Hashemites. We have to go to the Levant because it belongs to the Umayyad clan.
You have to watch your sister. She's like a fast gazelle.
She shouldn't die of hunger and thirst, you know.
Oh.
May God protect you, my darling.
Hey!
Aha!
She's run away! Salma has run away! She's run away! Let's go! She hasn't gone that far! We'll go find her! Hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey!
The wretched guy couldn't stop his son-in-law. Come on, after him.
To tie your hands and feet. You're a disobedient woman.
Let me go. What are you doing?
Be quiet.
Suleiman! Where are you? Suleiman!
Be quiet.
Suleiman! Suleiman!
You're disobedient.
Done, Zahak. Your trick worked. You're not a human being. In the end, your love for your wife and children prevailed over your love for Hussein.
I have Suleiman's baby in my belly, father!
His baby will be an idiot, just like him, unless I raise it.
An idiot like Tahir? An idiot like your other sons?
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I wish you weren't my sister!
Your husband is destroying my family and the Bani Kaev tribe. I allowed you to get married to him so I can make friends with Bani Umayyad and Mansur Bani Hashim, but he's made me come face to face with both of them.
This is hypocrisy, father!
This is rationality, you idiot. Yazid is the caliph of the whole world, and Hussein is the master of the residence of heaven. Logic dictates that you have to make friends with both of them. If this is hypocrisy, then... Oh, the people of Bani Kaif! You have to know that I'm the most hypocritical person on earth!
Father, I've heard that in the Levant there are many green meadows. And many, many gardens, too. People there don't even know what desert sand or thorns are.
We have to stay here until Suleiman comes here.
If he comes here, I'll send him to Basra!
If you were a child, make no mistake, I would bury you alive!
Don't beat her, Zahak! Anger has taken away your rationality! What are you doing?
I'll beat her so Suleiman can hear her shouting!
Suleiman! Don't come here! Go! Go!
Thank you.
Run!
Ah!
He's going back towards Basra. He's playing games with us.
I knew that the Shia followers of Ali love him so much that they eventually go back to the path of their leader. We have to ambush him. You two from that side, and you, come with me. What do you want? Do you have anything more precious than your life? So you're carrying something more precious than your life.
We'd better flee. He's an excellent archer.
Who are you?
I am a devotee of Hussein.
Peace be upon you.
Peace be upon you. The Imam said I had to warn you of the trap set by Amir ibn Said. It was the first one. You have to change your course towards the Bani Jufi tribe and ask them to give you a guide so you can cross the desert.
So are you going back to Mecca?
Yes. Even through Mecca and Basra are different directions. In fact, we're both going the same way. May God protect you, brother.
May God protect you.
Hey!